You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports, it's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just chilling on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive, bit season, couple of regular guys, it's bit season, go have yourself a laugh.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to Bit Season, episode 105. This is Drab T-Shirt.
This is Matt Valdez. I think my ears are broken because I had this all the way on the cake
volume.
Did I
just blow out your eardrum? You sorry about that.
All right. All good. I appreciate the energy.
Always got to bring the energy. Hope everyone's doing well today. We got a great great show lined up for you guys. And, you know, Thursdays are just rolling right along here, Valdez. We're already almost into, Thanksgiving season. I know you and I are working on the holiday show, the drinking show behind the scenes. Yeah. We're hitting maybe a few stumbling blocks with that. We have a couple ideas that we wanted to do. We always say we want to do something different. So we're trying to work on something different. May not happen this year.
I hope it happens because it would be cool. Really cool. I feel like it would be awesome.
So just let you guys know, we are working on that behind the scenes and getting ready for the holiday season, Valdez. And I was kind of bummed it didn't get brought up this week. I put it on the rundown for 2 days in a row.
Oh, yeah.
And you always say, we should do a segment called Left in the Binder, segments that we wanted to do that the junkies aren't interested in.
I think me or you or collectively both of us have pitched a What's Left in the Binder segment for like 5 years running now.
Yeah, and there was it was actually mocked this morning by Jason because it was brought up as a possible, because EB had his
diarrhea. He had his wave, and he said, well, why don't we just do entertainment page at 9? And then Jason mockingly said, we're supposed to talk about Beige Christmas.
Yes, and I could tell they weren't into it as soon as he said that, which was a little bit disappointing to me because I always like hearing, first off, junkies' holiday stories, but as we get closer into the season, Valdez and I, we love nostalgia, and the story is about nostalgia. It's just not us going down our own path here, doing our own thing, but the headline was, Millennial Beige Christmas is Over.
Beige Christmas is Over.
Gen Z wants their gaudy holiday nostalgia.
Ooh. So when we first talked about this story, the first thing that popped into my head was, we're bringing back the colored lights.
Right. And so which is throwing me off here a little bit because I'm millennial, right?
Yeah.
Well, why does it say Gen Z wants its gaudy holiday nostalgia? Gen Z to me are like little kids still, like 20-year-olds or to 24 or something like that.
Yeah.
When I was young, and I'm the world's oldest millennial, my nostalgia is having the terrible holiday decor.
I don't know. Maybe Gen Z is just an attention grabber.
I think it worked.
It worked. But because Gen Z, it's Gen Z against everyone. So no, it used to be millennials were the ones who were picked on the most, but now it's Gen Z. But I'm with you. I'm with Gen Z. I like the gaudy holiday decor. It's awesome.
So
it's what I grew up with.
So what is out? Think of like a Crate and Barrel Christmas. That is out with everything. It says instead of she wants a nostalgia Christmas. This user that they interviewed, obnoxious multicolor lights, eclectic mix mash ornaments, and tinsel so shiny it could almost be considered tacky.
Hold on, what's mix match ornaments?
Well, you know, like when you go to The ornaments are all matching. They're like red bulbs or something like that, or beige that, bulbs.
I've never heard of that. I've always had bulbs of different colors and sizes.
No. The ornaments. So like your ornament, the ornaments in my house, I'll have like, I have a Michael Jordan ornament. Yeah. I have a Oregon Duck ornament somehow. You always get one from the beach trip that you go to.
Yeah, you always get one from the vacation spot.
Think about like MGM National Harbor and their decorations,
the big tree they have.
They would never
the
have mismatching ornaments. Everything would be perfectly matched and everything would look like a Nordstrom or Macy's.
Well, I didn't know that matching tree was like a thing. I never knew that.
Well, yeah, sure you did. Not at your house, but you've clearly noticed that at some places that there's like a
the ornaments on the tree aren't they don't have sentimental value. They're just all red.
They're red or
monochrome.
They're just all matching, or they're a certain look to them.
All right,
they wouldn't be caught dead with like a poor man's tree. Right? You just throw everything together like what we did when we were all young.
I didn't realize tinsel was nubs. I get sized for tinsel.
Oh, tinsel's been nubs for a long time.
Oh, I've always loved tinsel.
Well, you know who's not going to be a fan of this is JP, because JP, I remember last year on the show, called multicolored lights tacky, or he says his family calls them tacky. I don't know how I remember that, but I do. And so he's a big fan of the monochrome, or
the white Christmas. All the same.
He likes the icicle, probably the icicle lights.
Yes. What about the homemade chain? Remember when you were a kid, you would make the homemade like garland that would go around the tree. You would take
family actually put those on the tree.
Of course, I came home. I came home making the chain, and of course, my mom and dad would immediately run to the tree and wrap it around the tree.
I have some serious questions about your mother's interior decorating skills.
Why do you say
that? I've never been in your parents' house.
Okay,
because I hear these stories all the time where it's just like. Our families probably grew up somewhat same class. I don't really know. But my parents wouldn't be caught dead putting my construction paper project on the tree.
I actually, if you go home to the Dina, and you go look at the Valdez family tree, you will actually see ornaments that I made in kindergarten, elementary school. You remember the paper tree that you would make out of construction, and then at some point during the day you would go outside to search for pine cones to put on your ornament?
Okay.
All right.
We didn't do that, maybe we did, but it didn't make it home. It went probably straight in the trash.
Yeah. Well, it went on the tree, and it's been on the tree since 1993.
You know what? Your parents loved you. What can I say?
I know.
Your parents loved you.
You're trying to joke, but then you realize how much mommy loves Maddie.
Well, my parents had five kids. See, there's not room on the tree for everyone's personal project.
But that's part of. And then one side is Michael Valdez. The other side of the tree is Matthew Valdez.
Mm.
And that tree is decorated with all of Michael Valdez's tchotchkes growing up that he made in the 80s. And then my side of the tree is all of my stuff I've made, all of my kitty and baby pictures that are on ornaments and stuff like that.
Now,
my Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle ornament that I got when I was eight years old.
I just have.
Maybe you should do that. You should do that with your twins.
First off, we don't have a tree yet. It's part of my conversation here. Yeah, well, we've never really had a tree because they're just expensive.
Okay.
And we didn't really need one, and we didn't get one last year because they're so young that they would just tear the tree apart.
Okay.
But this year is probably the year.
It's tree time.
Now, I still haven't decided. I know Costco's having a sale right now on their 7.5-foot artificial tree, which I have my eye on.
Okay.
It's on sale for $379. It's a great price if you want a long-term tree.
Yeah.
Or I might get go down to the Christmas yard or whatever they call it.
The Christmas tree farm, Christmas yard, dummy.
You know, my parents, we always had the real tree.
We were always fakies.
Yeah, my wife, we decorate our house. My wife goes all out, decorates our house, but we never really had a tree. We had like the Charlie Brown tree or a little small tree. I want a big silly.
It's time for the big one.
It's time for a big silly. Your kids are going to start remembering this stuff. When I just remember, when I think of beige Christmas, think of Joanna Gaines.
Yes.
Okay, like that, a Target yes. Christmas.
Yes,
where
Chip and Joanna, yes. Magnolia.
They are out,
yeah.
apparently. And this year is going back to just that ugly corner of your house where nothing, it's just a glowing bulb of different colors.
Style and fashion, it's a circle. It's cyclical.
Yes.
So I guess my parents have held on to the color lights long enough that they're back in style.
I told you, like, we always say the 90s were the greatest decade.
Yeah,
we always agree on that. I'm fired up. You are too, apparently, that 90s fashion is coming back. I was wearing baggy jeans earlier this week, and I blew your mind, and you were all about it, and you were excited like me.
Very excited.
I'm so glad the skinny jean era is coming to an end, and we will look back at that someday and shake our heads like we do when we see our parents in bell bottoms.
Oh, yeah.
And can't believe that is what we did. Or joggers. I'm sure joggers probably coming to an end at some point, too.
Hey, let me ask you, getting back to Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
The icicles, now those were always white. Now, are those like going
multicolored?
To be,
yeah, I don't
are those
know.
Going to be multicolored?
I do like the icicle lights, though.
I like the icicle lights, mm-hmm. too, but if I had to choose between the icicles or just a colored strand...
Mm-hmm.
I would choose the color strand just because that's what I like. I think it looks good, especially when garland's kind of wrapped around it.
I'm going to be honest. It's going to be tough to accept this because I also think in my brain, it should all be matching, like a white Christmas and everything's like perfectly fluffed and matching. And,
right. So out,
I'm going to have a tough time accepting it.
Out is Chip and Joanna. In is Clark Griswold, basically.
Right.
But what does it say anything about inflatables or tchotchkes?
What do you mean inflatables?
Inflatables.
What are inflatables?
Like a
giant Santa in your yard?
Yeah, like an inflatable, snowman. On your roof, you have a plastic Santa that's lit up on your roof.
I'd file that under tacky.
But
there's a fine line.
But tacky's in.
I didn't say tacky. It didn't say tacky's in. I think there's a fine line. Do you know about blow molds? Dukes is always has been a big blow mold guy.
No, what is a blow mold?
A blow
You're going to blow my mind.
No, you know exactly what a blow mold is. I think they're from an era, a bygone era. But he has them for Christmas. He has them for Halloween. It's like the hard plastic things that you put in your front yard.
Oh, yeah, like a nativity scene.
Well,
yes.
not a
yeah,
nativity yeah, scene, know, like a snowman. They glow. They glow.
Oh, I didn't know they glow.
Yeah, they have like lights in them.
Here, I'm big on these. I'm big on these two holiday decoration things.
I know what you're going to say. All okay. right, because I think we've talked about this before.
I am big. I am big on villages.
Yes, the villages.
The Christmas
ceramic villages. Yeah,
the Christmas villages.
Of course.
You get my mom one every year. That would be.
Are you still adding to the village?
Oh my God! It's the biggest village. Yeah, ever. It looks like a metropolis.
Yeah, it's New York City at this point.
It's basically New York City.
Right.
It goes. So we're lucky. We have an edge. Like that goes downstairs against the wood paneling.
Mm-hmm. There's no chance you still have wood paneling wall in your basement.
Oh yeah, we do.
There is no chance yes. the Valdez household
has
wood paneling from the 70s.
There's a panel that goes up, a ledge that comes out, and then it's painted up the rest of the wall. So it's half wood paneled.
I need a tour. I need a tour of this house.
Okay,
and honestly, at Christmas time.
All right. Well, I don't know if my parents do as much decorating as they used to. But
okay.
But the village, and I really am starting to get into the trains, Christmas trains.
Really?
Yes.
What's a Christmas train? Like, are you going to build the track and it goes around your house?
Yeah, it goes around the house.
Like at Wegmans?
Or around the tree.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the infancy stages.
You could sell me on this.
No,
I want you to sell me on this because I am intrigued.
I'm in the infancy stages of this where you just get the train that goes around the track on the tree at a little pace. But you get all the cars. And you start attaching to them, and you start making little routes around the house.
Here's the problem with that kind of hobby. Once it starts, it doesn't stop.
Oh, yeah. It snowballs.
Yeah. No pun intended.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then you're just collecting them every year. You're constantly tinkering with them.
Well, and then here's the thing is everyone everyone gets you a train because they know that's your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden, oh, Matt's easy to shop for. We'll just get him one of the trains to add to the collection.
But that's what you want.
Yeah, but I think.
Don't you want a hobby?
Like a Christmas hobby?
Like an in-house hobby. I'm not talking out of the house or things to do like tennis or golf or anything like that.
I mean, specifically for Christmas?
Specifically, no. Specifically, a room in your house, okay, or throughout your house, whatever it is.
Okay.
Like, just something that you tinker with. Like, Roger the engineer, his hobby is soldering wires and just tinkering, right?
Huh?
A train is a great example. I had neighbors that were into trains as a kid.
Yeah, I don't want to be like the Sopranos where that one, when Bobby, what's his, Bacala, mm-hmm. all of a sudden gets really into trains.
Collection.
I associate trains with Polar Express with Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm big into Christmas trains. I would love, it would be very festive for me to go visit like someone's big train set.
You know what I could see you into?
What?
Legos. I think Valdez could be a Lego guy where you have a room in your house where you build it like an entire city.
I'm 36 years old.
I know. This is for adults.
Okay.
Like a Lego master.
All right.
You know, did you watch that? Have you ever seen that show?
Yes. Where they make ship?
I'm not talking about kids' logo. Okay. I'm talking like you build an entire room. For like, I don't know, you're building San Diego or something or whatever it is. And you build it and I don't know. I'm looking for a hobby. Something like that.
An indoor hobby.
I don't have time for this hobby.
I know.
Two, I don't have space for this hobby. Not at all. But I want it. I crave it in my innards.
Yeah. Obviously, you know a Christmas story. And, like, mm-hmm. you know how the store, at the beginning, they have, like, the train going around the tree through everything.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm into. I don't know if it's hobby worthy. And here's the thing is, if I get into trains as, a year-long hobby, then all of a sudden it's not special at Christmas for me. That makes sense.
Yeah, but what about? So you don't want to be what about being the Christmas guy? Like everyone talks about around town that you're decorating your house. And
I know the guy that goes all out at Christmas.
Yes. Could you see yourself being?
See myself doing that.
I don't even know your current setup as far as like. Do you have a tree at your place now?
I have a tree.
Do you have garland?
I have outdoor garland, yes.
Okay. I might need a tour of that as well. All right. I need to see what your setup is and how all out you're going, because you always talk about how much this time of the year means to you. And I just want to see if it's a bluster or not.
Okay.
Or just send me some photos.
All right.
I don't necessarily need a tour.
All right.
But beige Christmas is out.
Do you know what you need?
What do I need?
You need a Christmas consultant. You know
they
I mean?
Cost money.
Probably. But you need somebody that can help hold your hand and guide you through your Christmas, because you're figuring out the tree, all right? And now all of a sudden your kids are getting into Christmas.
I feel like I've seen enough Christmases where I don't need I've seen 41 of them.
This is also didn't last year for the drinking show,
mm-hmm.
the Christmas show. Was it me who suggested doing gingerbread houses or candy houses, that contest?
Yeah.
See, Drab doesn't really have like a Christmas imagination.
What is that?
I'm just saying, you have the tree and you have Santa for your kids. You're not doing Christmas activities. You're not making wreaths with your kids. You're not.
Well, first of all, wreaths are for losers. Guys don't do wreaths.
I'm just saying. These are Christmas activities.
I do have Christmas activities.
What are they?
On Black Friday. Do you know what I'm doing on Black Friday?
Shopping at Walmart.
No, what? I don't. I am going. I reserved my tickets. Me and Grant Paulson months ago. I'm not going with Grant Paulson. He also does this.
Okay.
I am going to the Christmas market in Lovettsville, I believe it is. Or Luckett's, one of the two. I get confused. Yes. And it's a very exclusive. I told you the other day, what do I dream about? I dream about going to Germany and going to a Christmas market at nighttime. I love Christmas festivities. I love that kind of stuff. You like to sit in your house and build snow trains or whatever.
Is this why this is on my calendar? Did you put it on my calendar? Because I have it on my calendar.
What?
Did you share your
No, I didn't. You better not be going the same day as I am.
I might be.
What day are you going?
Friday.
Friday what?
November or... Hold up. Friday.
You better... Hold on. You better not be ruining my Black Friday and showing up at the Christmas market at 10:30 a.m.
Yeah, Friday. 10 a.m.
You know what? I think I was talking about it. I think you copied me.
No, I think you siri'd it. I think it's siri'd. It's literally in here. I have no idea why it's in here.
Huh. Yes, that is when my tickets have been long reserved for, is around 10 a.m. on Black Friday morning, going to the Christmas market. I don't know when Grant's going.
Do you know what else you need to do?
What's that?
Is that you need to do the light shows, the light tours.
I do those. I go to the Stone Ridge Christmas tree lighting.
They have one like in Manassas that's really good.
No, I'm not going to. I don't care about Manassas. Is not my hometown.
They have one in Ocean City. They have the Festival of Lights in Ocean City. It's a month long.
That's too far.
You would love it. Your kids would love it.
Well, I'm
just saying, you got to find stuff like that to do.
Hey, let me ask you. I want to get your opinion on this as a person who had a childhood.
Okay.
So on Facebook, I am in this group called Dads of Multiples. Okay. It's for twin dads or triplet dads, and it's only for dads. There are a lot of venting in there. I don't post. There's like thousands and thousands of people, right? It's like one of those groups. There was a post in there where this guy said he had, you know, twin toddlers around my age, and he wanted Christmas ideas.
Okay.
And then this guy posted this something that I had never heard about, but all the losers in the group were agreeing with it. Okay. He said this.
All right,
I'll read the question to you. Hey, what's up, gentlemen? I have twin four and a half year olds. What are you dads getting your girls for Christmas this year? I need some ideas. And he says, well, and the top comment is, well, Santa gifts are always basic stuff, socks, books, etc. Never a big gift from Santa Claus, because there are children whose parents can't afford the big gifts and don't want them thinking they did something wrong and got a small gift from Santa. So all the big gifts are from us. Okay, that is
that's next level thinking.
That, and I'm telling you, all the comments, we follow the same rules, 100%. Way to go, Dad! I got to get out of this group first. That's the first
thing. I know. It sounds like death.
So I put a snarky comment in there.
Okay,
and I said, okay, well, what are your kids thinking when Tommy down the street got a new bike from Santa Claus and your kids only got socks?
All right. It's a legitimate question.
Right?
Little snark to it, but that's a legit question.
He says, so far it hasn't been a problem. They get larger, expensive stuff from us, the parents. So anytime it's been, hey, look, I got a Nintendo from Santa Claus, my kids always reply with, well, my dad got me this. Still, I don't know. I like it where mom, because you do kind of have to split it up a little bit. I know, think Valdez, your parents do everything on Christmas morning, right?
Yes. Right. Christmas morning, that's when everyone gets together at the house. And then we do, it's a late night Christmas Eve get together. We used to have a huge, huge, huge family party Christmas Eve. And then we would play Christmas bingo at the end of the night.
Is there a lot of booze involved in that?
A lot of
peppermint, peppermint vodka.
a lot of eggnog.
Yeah. What I always did
Christmas morning was always rough.
Yeah, I bet. What I always like is you open Christmas presents from your parents, from your family on Christmas Eve.
Yeah,
a lot of it is basic stuff, clothes, things like that, sweaters. Yeah. But then you go to bed excited on Christmas Eve night because you know Santa Claus is coming as soon as you fall asleep, and he's bringing the big silly.
Oh, that's actually a great way to do it.
Yes.
Because you get the
BS out of the way.
Yeah. Growing up, like you would get gifts from like my aunt, my aunt, and then we wouldn't have like any kind of...
Right.
And I would just be so excited, I wouldn't be able to sleep.
But just what were you excited for?
I was excited for Santa.
Did Santa brought you the big sillies.
Santa brought everything. And right. then I was told at the back of the bus about Santa Claus. Mm. By the way, cover your kids' ears if you hear that.
Well, I hope they. Yeah.
But that's how I found out. Is I was in the back of the bus, and then it was some fifth grader came up to me and it asked me if I believed in Santa Claus, and I said yes, and he called me a.
And I oh Jesus yeah all right
uh-huh and then told me he wasn't real, and I went home crying.
Well, at some point we all have to experience that. I mean, that seems a little bit more harsh than I remember, but at some point I think I just kind of figured, oh no, I've told you, I saw my dad buying Fleer basketball cards at Costco, uh-huh. and then it showed up on Christmas morning from Santa Claus. Now, that's what ruined it for me.
Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Were you a dick when you were a kid? And did you try and go searching for the presents in the house?
No, I don't think so.
There was a period of time when I did that.
I probably did, but I liked the rush. I was a big fan of the rush. Now, I remember a couple times waking up early and peeking that morning before the rest of the family got up.
Yeah, peeking down the stairs. I would definitely do that. Because the tree would all be lit up. I didn't realize.
That's when I remember.
My parents would waste their electricity keeping the tree lit all night.
Yeah. Well, I remember that I got my Boomer Esiason Bengals football uniform, and I was just so thrilled. And then you had to go back to bed and then pretend like you didn't know what was out there.
I remember the creep downs always fun. And then you're always, did you always do inventory?
What does that mean?
That means... calculating what you got compared to what your brother got.
Not officially. You would glance over and see if you got gypped or if they got screwed.
Yeah, who got what?
We always say, I got screwed.
do you know the great... I want to tell you about the greatest Christmas of my life.
Before you tell me that, I want to tell you real quick. People sleep on stockings.
Stockings are great.
It is one of the best parts of Christmas. When I go over to my in-laws now, because things have changed a lot, and I spend a lot of Christmases here, and on Christmas morning, or Christmas evening, we go over there. And the best part of the night is when they take the stocking off the fireplace, and it's filled, overflowing, and I never know. I have an idea what's in there.
Just popping
like,
out
I know
of
there's going to be like... Lifesaver breath mints and some Red Bull in there and a gift card.
It's always stuff you need, but you never. Candy. Yeah, like toothpaste.
Toothpaste. I like the
deodorant.
I like the small rush of a stocking.
You know what? God bless my mother. She's 64.
Mm-hmm.
64, and she will still wrap my stocking up like by hand. Like she will wrap a scratcher off. She will wrap a scratch
off.
Wow. I've not even heard of that. And her brittle rheumatoid arthritis hands are going to work doing that.
Wow.
God bless her. Uh-huh. But here, let me tell you about the best Christmas.
All right, I'm all yours.
All right. We got all of our normal gifts. You got clothes. I mean, just the tree was just covered in gifts. But at the end of Christmas, and it started the tradition. Like after we unwrapped everything, I think I got a bike. I think I got a new bike that year. We were a little disappointed, and then my parents said, "Why don't you?" They did the old Ralphie. "Why don't you check behind the closet there? What's that?" My parents said, "Why don't you go check what's on the sofa behind you?" And me and my brother run over there, and we get a Nintendo 64. With the new Mario World and Wave Racer. I know. My mom waited in line at 4 in the morning at Walmart one night.
On Black Friday, probably.
Maybe on Black Friday.
Yeah.
To go get it. And then did the old switcheroo on us. And we are high-fiving playing video games ever since.
First off, I have memories of friends getting the Nintendo 64 for Christmas. It was the biggest gift ever. I mean, it's such a great console for that time. And just
I can imagine my mom beating other moms in the face,
fighting with her purse,
trying to get that thing for us. And that was also it was an expensive gift. I think that thing was like $400.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
The games were like $50 each too.
The video game console actually has not gone up that much comparatively to everything else because they started out so expensive. All right. Well,
do you have a favorite Christmas?
I don't know if one I like one year specifically, but I have just some awesome Christmas memories of either food we ate or, you know, just gathering around. A lot of my Christmases, they kind of sucked because you spent Christmas Day in the car. Like after Santa Claus came, we had to do the 4-hour trip or whatever, like 4 hours because of snow a lot of times to Seattle over the mountains. And it just, you spent the majority of Christmas. So that kind of sucked. Christmas for me is dead around 10 a.m. after the rush of Santa Claus, it's a lot of it. The excitement is over.
Yeah. Well, okay. That makes, well, we're much more local.
So right.
We would like hop around the entire day.
Yeah. All right. Well, I know we're going to be talking a lot about Christmas in the weeks to come. Of course, if Valdez and I, we fixate on it. We love it.
We'll
keep you guys updated on the holiday show here. I want to remind you guys that today's show is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy.
Great stocking stuffer.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't Sleep supports Bit Season and what we do as far as talking about the show, a show behind the show. So get your own Don't Sleep Energy. Get them at don'tsleepenergy.com and use promo code BITSEASON for 10% off every order, every time you order. Follow and like them on social media at Don't Sleep Energy. Love them. And we're drinking it, of course,
I got
during,
mine right
every
now.
Day.
Hey, real quick. I got to give a shout out to Mike from Don't Sleep.
Oh, right.
Okay. You know my car debacle that's going on. I still haven't gotten my keys for my car. They had to put the order in.
What's going on? It's been like 10 days.
I know. They came in yesterday, and I had to make an appointment to go pick up my car. Like, I couldn't just go in and have them give me my keys. I had to make an appointment. So the appointment isn't until Monday. So Mike heard my woe is me tale that I told about my lost car keys.
And borrowing cars or whatever you've been doing, yeah.
And Ubering everywhere. And Mike said, I have a spare car for you to use if you need it.
Oh, damn.
I know. So I'm riding around, and hey, Mike's Don't Sleep Grand Cherokee.
Oh, really?
All over Northern
Virginia.
Grand
Cherokee.
Yes.
Why don't you buy that from him?
I should. I was thinking about it. It's a 2011 Grand Cherokee.
Okay, that's perfect.
It only has 90,000 miles on it. The thing's in mint pristine condition. All right? It's almost like it was his spare car that he needed for whatever,
for hauling
all the Don't Sleep in it everywhere.
It's I'll buy that. I want that car.
I don't want a bidding war. But so I've been riding around in that all week basically.
What color is it?
Silver.
Nice.
I know.
All right.
It's got a backup. I've never had a backup camera in my life. It's game changing.
A backup camera is life changing because once you have one, you forget how to pull out back up without one.
Yeah, I'm like, all I got to do is I watch the screen while I pull out.
Wait till you get back in your
hoopty,
and you'll forget how to back up. It throws you off.
I don't know, but thank you to Mike.
Yeah, that's very nice. And, you know, I'm a little jelly.
And thank you to everyone who's shown concern about my
car. Hey, you know what? I'm surprised the biddies out there, they're keeping the interest alive in your key fob saga. Every day there's tweets coming in. What's the latest about these keys?
You know what it is? Hmm. It's because everyone can relate to it because everyone has done it at some point in their life. And they know how much of a pain in the ass it is. And so they just want to hear if they're found, what I've done.
Did you get a tile? Did you end up getting one?
Yeah,
or an AirTag or whatever?
I bought 4 Apple AirTags.
You bought 4?
Well, they just came in a pack for $80.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured I can also put one in my golf bag and whatever.
You should put one in your car, too, so then your car gets stolen.
I had thought about it, especially down here.
Yeah.
So I've done that. And then also, one more. I'm sorry.
Oh, you got more thank yous.
Well, just everyone's been so nice, and then I did not request this to happen, but Eric pushed me to put my Venmo on air, and everyone's been very, very supportive of my lost key.
What?
Saga.
I forgot about that.
Do you remember
yes,
that?
Yes, yes.
It was
Valdez 3 or something?
It was Valdez Radio. But I said Eric, I felt sheepish doing
not
it.
Because
I don't need people to pay for my key.
Be honest. I don't want you to lie.
I don't want you to lie.
How much money have you been?
$231.
Oh, my God. The entire thing's been paid for.
I know. I'm aware. Trust me. I feel like a loser.
You should.
I don't like not working for my money.
No. Yeah. There, you know, there is a tip thing for on bit season.
There is.
Yeah. You know, if you want to tip bit season, go, I think on the you phone, what? You make can go to our Twitter.
Make Drab happy.
It's a shared account, so we split it. Okay. We split it.
But thank you. Everyone has been encouraging on there as well.
Okay, nice.
They've been writing me little notes with the Venmo. I'm sure I can't thank enough people on
that. Hey, you know what?
They've been very, very
They came thoughtful. Through for you.
They have it.
All right.
We have great listeners.
We do. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, Valdez, what do you want to get into, Eric? We have a lot of stuff.
Spanking? We need to talk about Double or Nothing.
Okay.
All right. We'll do that when we come back.
All right. We'll be right back.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome back to Bit Season, episode 105. Before we get to Double or Nothing, we got to tell you about the Jumbo Lump Parlay. Drabby, last week, we hit it.
We hit it. I hope you guys are playing it. I mean, I'm smashing mine all the time. I think I'm like 4 out of 5 weeks or so.
I've never seen the board clear right now. And I'm looking forward to this week's Jumbo
Lump. You hit one in a row and the board is clear.
Sometimes it takes one.
Yeah, that's true.
But we hit it. I'm really liking my play this week for the Jumbo Lump Parlay presented by Crab Sports. I'm going to be taking the Ravens touchdown total over 2.5. Their offense is rolling right now. Past two games, they've had 37 points. They beat the Lions. And if everyone's saying about the Browns defense, if that's going to slow them down, well, they put up 27 against the Browns, I believe in week 2 or week 3 earlier this season. They're humming. They're scoring in the red zone. They're not settling for field goals. So I think it's going to be over 2.5 touchdowns, team total touchdowns for the Ravens.
All right. I'm going to be honest. This is my secondary pick. Okay. I made a pick early, and I think it was because I picked the Seahawks to win both halves, and I think they didn't really want that because I'm picking against the Commanders here locally, which I can understand that. Maybe I just made that up. Maybe that's in my head because you can pick against the Ravens all the time.
You know what? Crab Sports has number of local boosts for the Redskins or for the Commanders and for the Ravens. So maybe they're planning on doing a
they got their own thing.
They got their own boost ready for that game.
Yeah.
So they just assume multiple boosts.
You know what I bet you it is? Game. Al Galdi probably has picked all the Commanders to win boost. And I'm picking against them. So Al Galdi also has a bunch of plays on there as well. So I'm going to pivot to college football. This one, to me, I'm just seeing the board.
Your bread is buttered in college football. They're doing you a favor.
I like West Virginia at Oklahoma. Oklahoma just has not impressed me that much. They lost for the second time recently. The spread is 12.5. That just seems like a lot of points for Oklahoma, even though it is in Norman. I like West Virginia because they score a lot of points. Their quarterback, Garrett Green, is a dual threat quarterback. They're going to score. West Virginia is going to score 30 to 35 points, I think. I think that's enough to hang within 12.5 of Oklahoma. So I just feel really good. I said last week it wouldn't stun me to see Missouri beat Georgia, and they were beating them later in the game until kind of Georgia pulled away. So I hit that bet, and I'm feeling good against this one too. Another somewhat overrated top 15 team in Oklahoma.
I was going to say, you think Oklahoma's going to be pissed off?
Oklahoma's going to be pissed off after that loss last week.
All right. But our Jumbo Lump Parlay is brought to you by Crab Sports. Just a reminder, use the promo code Biddies, download the app in the App Store on iOS or Android. And right now, Crab Sports is up in their game with a $500 first bet insurance promo for new customers. If you're a new customer, sign up, place your first bet up to $500, and if it loses, Crab Sports will pay you back in free bets so you have a second chance to win. Terms and conditions apply. Crab Sports are working with partnerships of fellow Maryland homegrown brand, the Green Turtle, with their free-to-play game. You can win up to $25,000. three times a week, and it's completely free to play. Just submit your picks for Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, and NFL Sunday, and depending on how many you get right, you will qualify for $25,000 cash, Green Turtle gift cards, and Crab Sports free bets. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER. We love Crab Sports, and it's time to get hot.
All right. So
speaking of sports, we have a bet going on.
We do.
I want to give you props, Drabby.
Thank you. Okay. Let me hear them.
All right. I know you. Mm-hmm. And I know how your radio brain works. And I know it's twofold. Number one, you don't want to get spanked. And number two,
yeah,
you wanted to extend the bit.
Always about extending the bit. Yeah,
it's always about pushing it back. And so I want to give you kudos for doing that, mm-hmm, and for thinking of that, because you know what? This game would have been kind of meaningless if it weren't for the spanking.
Well, here's what I was thinking. Did I have it pre-planned?
That's my main question. Did you think of it that morning?
I thought of it the night before.
Okay.
First off, I need an Oscar. I should get an Oscar.
Hey, the number of times that Eric Mikla says, Drab's lip was quivering.
Now, it could have been quivering a little bit because you could have turned the bet down. You didn't even know. You had no idea what I was going to say.
I had no idea what you were saying.
Yeah. So I did not tell anybody about it. It was just an idea that I had that I was going to throw out there. Uh-huh. Because I knew nobody really cared about that dumb bet. I knew the guys.
It was also a fleeting bet. It wasn't concrete.
Nobody was talking about it really.
It was flippant.
There was a couple of tweets that came in. And I didn't want it to just be some throwaway thing that wasn't like as big as it could have been. Like Valdez slamming my ass with a paddle should be a big deal. And so I didn't want it to just be a throwaway like at 9:40 on a Monday. So
that makes sense. Because and then also the bet was like a throwaway itself.
Yeah, it was.
And so it was kind of just being half-assed. And that's no fault to us or to the Junks or anything like that. It's just it came about like that, and the show was unfolding, and now there's actually some sort of substance, some sustenance behind the bet.
Right. I knew I had to think, I had to get creative a little bit because I had to. I couldn't just say, "Oh, you know, Valdez gets two spankings on me." I had to involve EB. I had to involve the Junkies a little bit, and I probably would have said more spankings. But the other guys don't care about the Commanders, as we know, or they're not passionate about them,
right?
So EB is, and I'm giving him a redemption chance because I spanked him all those years ago.
Uh huh. With the fish.
Yeah. But I had to think of, well, what's in it for Valdez? Valdez doesn't care if EB spanks me.
Yeah, you're not going to take away my spanking.
So I had to think, what's going to appeal to Valdez as well? And then I came up with the cream pie in my face, which I know is probably better than the spanking for you.
I would, if you made me choose one or the other, mm-hmm, if I got to spank Drab or cream pie Drab, mm-hmm, I would choose the cream pie every time.
All right. So do you want me, if the Seahawks lose, so on Monday, I think it should be extended to Tuesday, because here's why. On Monday, it's just going to be playoff talk. Turning the corner, Mr. November.
Yeah, Ron.
I will get
Ron
lost.
Ron saving his job.
Right?
It will get lost in the sauce.
We can build the drama a little bit for, like, say, Tuesday at 9 a.m.
I think you're exactly okay. Right. That should work.
And then do you want me to go?
Remember, it is bare ass.
Yeah, I can't believe I said that. I don't know why I said that. That is actually the part that I'm dreading.
That's that,
because that
is
will
getting
hurt.
Lost.
That
yes,
will
of
hurt.
Course. Especially because the paddle is wood. And to be honest,
can
with you
grab that paddle?
Yeah, sure.
I want to, like, that is not a paddle for spanking. Like, that is a paddle. Like, if you hit, like, that will hurt. Like, that is just a very, that's not a plank. That's like a thick piece of wood. There's no give to that at all. Maybe it's a little, let me feel it. Maybe it is a little bit more hollow than I thought.
It's got some heft to it.
Oh, no, this is, oh my God, I hurt my hand. No, this is very, very firm. This is like a memorabilia pickleball paddle. I don't even know what, it's just all wood.
It's a, It's like one of those frat things.
You know what I'm hoping? I hope it breaks the first SWAT.
Hey, you know what you should do?
Huh?
Is so you leave later than me on mm-hmm. Friday. You should hide this. And then all of a sudden we can't find the paddle to do the spanking.
And then you have these and go, let me, take off your leather belt. Yeah. That's what's going to happen. I know it.
I would adapt, but
do you want me to, would you want the cream pie to be like a cream pie from Giant, like something I go buy, a Bavarian cream pie, or should I just buy like the Barbasol shaving cream, because those make a big explosion all over your face as well.
Remember, we're gonna have to clean it up afterwards.
Yes.
So, to be honest, I would like to do a lemon meringue pot, like some sort of meringue in your face.
Okay. You want a lot of whipped cream.
Yeah, I want a lot of whipped cream. I could just get a pie sheet and just put whipped cream in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's either whipped cream or shaving cream. I can't remember which one's better, but yeah. And so my face will be just covered. And
you'll will you get on your knees while we do it? Or is that too humiliating?
No, I'm going to bend over and we have to find a curtain of some sort. Uh-huh. I don't know how we're going to do that yet. I'll poke my head through.
Yeah.
Let you cream pie me with my butt in the air.
All right. Hey, can we do it simultaneously? Like we're Eiffel Towering you, where Eric gets a spank and then I get to cream pie the face.
I'll be honest, I need to rethink this paddle, because that is just not fair. Like you could send me to the hospital with that thing.
Hey, do you know, I've actually, it's not a surprise, but I thought about like when, after the win and then you bent over with the paddle
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to say Drab got, surprised us all with his double down. I'm going to surprise Drab with a pinch hitter. Who loves violence more than anyone in here? JP Flame. JP, come take a smack.
The bet is null and void. JP cannot have anything to do with it. I don't want him taking his anger out on me for barking at him about going to break or whatever and then putting me in the hospital. Like tearing the skin open.
You think I'm not going to go at your ass with
this
thing?
No, I think you will, but I think you'll have a smidge of compassion. Like JP will not care. I will need a skin graft after he's done.
You won't be able to poop.
I won't be able to sit. Nothing. Like no. I will be ginger for 2 weeks if JP takes a swat at me. So no, he cannot.
We need to start doing more show bets, especially around
teams. You know, can I tell you? That was also part of it. I have vented before about how nobody, like when the parlay bust up, like how no one is attacked anymore. No one takes their licks.
Yeah.
I am the sacrificial lamb of the junkies. Okay.
You're bringing licks back.
I am bringing punishment back. I am willing to show you guys through pain that I am committed to the show and we should be committed to bits and there should be punishments.
But here's the thing is it's ours. You know what I mean? Well, it's time for the clowns to start being funny. Go ahead. What crazy thing are you doing now? Mm-hmm. That's why Jason calls us the Bit Boys, because we're the ones that have to do that. It's our duty to do that now. Jason's above. If the 49ers lose,
this is why you need
AY. If the 49ers lose the Super Bowl to the Ravens, mm-hmm. it's I'll buy you dinner. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't need Jason to buy me dinner.
Jason likes to do like mare bets. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Like I'll get you a crab cake if you get me a Napa wine.
Right, exactly. Right? Yeah. Yeah. We work in theater of the mind.
Think of the anticipation,
this is what I'm going to be thinking of, the anticipation of the listener on 395 that morning,
yeah,
and the minute leading up to it, when they know what anything could happen, of when you're about to wail on my body. Look, I do not want this to happen.
Yeah,
I will be terrified of on course. Tuesday morning.
You think I'm
I will pay off the bet.
You think I'm not going to get you bent over And then I say, hey, maybe we should do this when we come back from break.
You're stealing my look. When we come back.
Yeah, well, hey, I'm winding up. But you know what? The clock's getting, you know, the clock's getting a little
late. I don't want to be rushed.
Yeah. We don't want to rush this. Hey, I was going to say the last bit Jason did in terms of payoff, do you remember?
No.
It was the Ravens 49ers Super Bowl. And I had, I got a ring pop for my Super Bowl ring.
Mm,
all right,
yeah.
And I made him suck on my ring pop on my hand.
All right, yeah, I do. Yeah, that that's was pretty it. Good.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. That is something that he would do.
I don't know if he would do that now.
Well, it's a little goofy, but it's not
painful.
Not painful, and it's in the studio. So that was a good one.
Thank you.
You found
a happy medium.
A happy medium for
also,
him.
Also, what's I don't like the sign stuff. Remember, they say, "Oh, go outside, hold a
well,
sign."
Well, you know what I don't like is that they always say you're the sign guy.
Me?
Yeah, like Valdez always wants to do that. Put someone out on a street corner.
No, I think that's hack.
Yeah, I do. I think you think that's hack too. It's been done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's been done.
And here's what I'll say. Monumental, they're blowing a chance to go viral.
Exactly.
Okay? They want to build their brand. They want people to know about Monumental. Get a cameraman in here and have that camera up my ass and be showing everything you can show. Drab in the Borat Mankini.
You know what they should do is they should have a camera that just focuses on your face.
Well, I think that's what I told them to do because they're not going to show the backside.
Yes, that they should have a wide shot of me swinging,
mm-hmm.
all right, and then just a face on a close-up.
Split screen or Splits, something.
Yeah, split mm-hmm. screen it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know what I had. A post show meeting with them the other day, and I told them to get ready, but
they didn't seem very ready.
They didn't really care about it. They didn't care as much as
we do.
I'm like this could be great.
Can you bring in your jersey, like a Seahawks jersey?
Yeah, I have one.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We lift the back up. And then I know you have like a Seahawks helmet too. You put the helmet on after the cream pie to the face, and then you get
sure. I'll do whatever you want.
Right.
Okay.
I'm just the little details make it better.
That's how
you'll go viral.
If the Seahawks lose, I will reach out to Michael Marr and ask him to come in on Tuesday to kind of film it, or at least so we have it filmed from the backside. Right, and then we could do a video or whatever we want to do with it.
Right. All right, I'm looking forward to it.
I'm actually already getting
I've never
nervous.
Been. I've never been a bigger Commanders fan in my life.
I know. You know what I also... I looped in the list, because nobody cares about the Seahawks and Ravens.
I know.
And I had to figure out a way to get the listeners involved. Like, how would the listener... What's going to make the listeners care about this game or the build-up afterwards? And most people are Commanders fans here. So now everyone's going to be... Even more so, I got rid of the tankers. All right? All the tankers are going to be rooting for the Commanders to win on Sunday because they want to see Drab grab his ankles.
We have to look through the schedule and figure out more of these bets we can do.
Yeah. Well, if I lose this bet, I'm taking a break from sacrificing myself for bets. Money bets aren't fun.
No, they're not fun.
They're not fun.
Anyone can pay off money. But it takes a special kind of dignity that you need to kick to the curb to do stuff like this.
All right, so stay tuned. Sunday, 4, I don't know if it's 4 or 4:25.
I think it's 4:25.
Probably, I think it is. We'll find out. And then get ready on Monday.
You want to see my practice? Here, I'm going to stand up and do a practice.
What can you smack in here? Here, smack that the backside of that Cakes' binder. All right, that's the most like a tush in here. All right, hold on, put the mic down. Let's see what this sounds like.
Ready?
Yeah, wait. Is that the wind up you're going to do? Or are you going to do a bigger wind up?
Oh, well, I got to hold the binder with one hand, and I'm going to do two hands.
Okay, yeah. I see what you're doing. Yeah,
but I got to hold the binder. Ready?
Yeah. Oh my God!
You see that force?
Oh my God!
One more time. Dude, I'm gonna break the binder.
I know. Okay, dude, I don't know about this. This actually, I need to, we have to run this by legal.
We have to run this by legal.
No,
don't even.
Dude, that is going to send me, that will break my tailbone. Okay. Well, you don't break the paddle.
I'm not.
God. Honestly, we might have to get like a ping pong paddle or something. That is just way too stiff. There's no give to that at all.
No, there's not. Dude, you might get implanted. Hey, what if JP's face is up on your ass?
Yeah, that is a 3D printed design of the junkies' faces on this paddle. Hey, we got to take a picture of that and tweet it from the BitSeason account if people can't remember what that paddle looks like. Hey, you know what my I don't know if it's my tilt of the week, my weird statement of the week was?
What's that?
Remember when EB was talking about the turtle?
In his garage, and then you know it was a baby turtle.
You know what the bizarre statement was?
What's that?
When JP said, "Why didn't you stomp on it?" And it's just an insight into JP's brain about what I mean.
Well,
what,
in JP's head, the turtle is dirtying up the garage.
What psychopath would stomp on a turtle on a baby turtle?
I don't know.
That
is bizarre.
The insight into JP's brain.
I wish we could have talked about that
without anger.
It was because we kind of moved on to the guy that was in the driveway.
Yeah.
And so
which was another weird thing.
Mm-hmm. But the fact that JP was going to kill a turtle and then he keeps his underwear and socks in his nightstand.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just alien behavior.
It is some alien behavior from JP. Just when you think you have him figured out, he's stomping on turtles.
I know. Like, is there anything more harmless than a baby turtle?
No, something so cute.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You have it in a terrarium, or whatever they're called.
Dude, what is with the junkies' lack of knowledge? Okay. The Mount Vernon thing today. Here's what I picture. Everyone listening going, oh my God, these guys are dumb. And the junkies are great. Maybe they're smarter than us. They figured out a way to make a great living for a long, long time. But their common knowledge, I'm going to take Cakes out of that, because Cakes, for the most part, he knows this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I've been noticing, actually, JP, he doesn't know a lot of basic stuff. He's almost in the EB category of lack of commons, not sense, but just lack of knowledge. Like, I just want you to just, okay, now that I've put that out
there. All right,
there,
now you put the bug in my head.
I want you to remember over the next few months, all the stuff where JP, it's like, oh my God, I can't believe EB doesn't know this. And then JP also doesn't know it. All right, I can't think of other examples.
I was gonna put you
on
the spot.
I should.
I wish you would have had something ready for me.
But as soon as JP didn't know about Worman,
are we talking like history stuff or just
history stuff or just like common knowledge,
like how to change a tire on something, or
just basic stuff where we Joan on EB. It always starts with Joan on EB, and then JP will go, you know what? I didn't know that either. He'll say something like that, okay?
I'm trying to think of stuff.
Just whenever it's EB oblivious.
When EB first comes to the realization he doesn't know it, JP seconds.
It will be like, I don't know. Not necessarily sports base, but it will be, I could see them like,
the bloodiest battle of the Civil War was Antietam.
Well, no, that would be well beyond them. You're just flexing now.
I was down a George Washington thing, but
right. I want you to, now that it's out there. Okay. I want people and you want you to tweet me and remind me when JP doesn't know something.
My ears will be perked up.
Okay,
just like when I said. Team X will be pissed off. Right. Whenever you hear team, that team will be pissed off.
Yep. All right. I think, I don't know, maybe not quite an hour today, but...
Oh, hey, real quick. I wanted to mention to you. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I found out this week? It's personal.
Okay. Ooh, I love this kind of stuff.
It's personal.
Right.
All right. I want you to pour one out, because the death of my favorite porno site...
Oh, it got shut down?
Has been yunkened.
Oh, it got Yunkins.
It got
the disclaimer up front, and you got to sign up and everything.
Yeah, because I remember when you came to me.
I know.
And you said, "Hey, my site's down. I can't go to my site anymore." And I go, "I'm up and running, and we're still cranking it out."
Mm-hmm.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
And then you said you don't have to do the face ID and all that.
And now it's got a front page on it, and where the ladies.
No, so I tried to go to my my site.
What site was it? Are you allowed to say?
Sure. Spank Bang.
Okay. I know that one. Right. It's a pink one, right? Isn't it pink?
I think it was a dark interface.
Oh, okay.
A dark interface.
Spank Bang?
Yeah. And then it had a pink header on it.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, okay. Yeah.
So I go to Spank Bang. Mm-hmm. All right. And
Shuttered.
Now it's all like cam girls. It's called Spank Bang. It's called Spank Bang Live.
Oh, it's actually something completely different now.
Yeah, Spank Bang Live, and then you need to put your like facial recognition on it.
Yeah, because if you go to like the Hub or something like that, they have like this porno actress doing a disclaimer, and they want you to. So I might just sign up one of these days.
I can't do that. I feel like a loser. I know. I just feel like a loser.
You can't let them win.
But it was basically my teddy bear. That was my site. That was where
your blankie.
I knew where everything was on it.
It always had
the newest content.
Yeah.
It always everything was uploaded correctly. It was awesome. The interface was smooth. It didn't take you forever to find what you're looking for. And now it's all gone. And I got Yunkin'd.
Hey, speaking of porn, I want to get your thoughts on something that's actually becoming an issue.
Yeah.
So, without going into too much detail, Lisa Ann is coming back to DC for Exotica, first week of December, about a month from now. And of course, they want to do something in studio, which I'm a fan of. But I'll say this, like Monumental was not thrilled last year that Lisa Ann was on. They didn't have prior knowledge that Lisa Ann was coming on, so they could plan for it or do something different. So Sam comes up to me and asks me about Exotica and, saying that she's coming to town. Would we be interested in having her in again? And I said, the Monumental thing is going to be an issue, but here's what CK said. He said, what's the point of it? Or, what are you guys going to do? And I said, it's the Clary redemption. He's lost all this weight because to get Lisa Ann, right?
Coming full circle.
He lost 50 pounds. Yeah. He's been working out all this stuff so he can wow her. Now he's the sexy guy that she'll take home. Uh-huh. And he said, Locked On's not going to allow that. So now, it seems like we may not be able to have Lisa Ann on unless like we really push forward or come up with a different angle, because our angle was the Stallion redemption, but Stallion is now not only got kicked off Bit Season for talking about politics or whatever he was doing,
he's threatening his job with porno.
CK
talk.
Doesn't want him to lose his job with Locked On because he's involved with a porn star.
There's a lot of red tape.
There's a lot of red tape to have Lisa Ann in here. Is juice worth the squeeze?
What about midday producer Jeff Walker?
We could do something like that. But here's what I also don't want. It's a revolving door of producers and Lisa Ann. Like, how many times are we going to play that hit where we bring in the loser producer to win a date with Lisa Ann? All right. That's kind of, maybe we come up with something more. So we need to think about it.
All right, we'll brainstorm.
I like Lisa. She's cool. She does a great job on the show.
Why is Monumental have their panties in a wad when she's she's a former porn
star. I know.
Don't they understand that? She's literally she's not showing her breasts.
Well, I actually think the Monumental thing would be fine. They would just choose to air different content like they do for the drinking show.
So what? It's morally object. They morally object to someone doing porn in their past.
Monumental?
Yes.
Yes. They don't want any affiliation with that, which is fine. Like, I don't care about the TV show part.
I know.
Right?
I know. I just,
it's
I,
more
it,
so.
It just, it angers me that their stance is that person did that in their prior life and will not jeopardize.
Well,
their company.
Family brand, I guess, is what they want. They want. That's why they don't do. That's what they don't even do. Do the drinking. They're not going to do a porn star.
Former porn star.
Former porn star, right.
Once a porn star, always a porn star.
Right. All right, we'll keep you guys updated. We'll figure that out.
You know, I figured it out. What? I know why.
Why?
I know why. It's because they don't want their logo and likeness when you Google Lisa Ann with their video in studio with the Junks next to her getting double penetrated by
Oh, I'm
cocks.
Sure, yeah. I'm sure. I disagree with it, but it's their business, and you know, sometimes we're going to run into these problems.
I know,
with
no,
the
but I just I finally put two and two together.
But it's more so the stallion I'm actually bothered by. That dumb podcast is ruining our content.
Let me tell you something. If you could guarantee he would close the date, he would punt Locked On so quick.
Oh, that's a good question. Would Ryan quit Locked On if he was guaranteed to smash Lisa Ann?
Hey, we should tell Lisa Ann, say, you know, remember Ryan, right? Ryan wants the opportunity for redemption so much that they threatened his job to meet you. He said, screw you guys, I need to see Lisa.
All right.
If you told Lisa that,
she'd be thrilled.
She would be
right,
head over heels.
And I don't think she's dating Young Gravy anymore, so she might be available. We'll never know. All right. We'll keep you updated, and we'll see you guys tomorrow on The Junkies and next week on Bit Season. Thanks for listening, everybody.
See ya.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.